I always love chatting with people that are either running conferences or part of events that have chosen to have them in Chicago. That makes me feel great, whether it's a huge event at McCormick Place, maybe a smaller event, does not matter. If it brings new people to our city, to see our city, to stay in our city, to spend in our city, I'd say we all can get behind that. And the Grace Hopper celebration is something I don't know much about. I'm excited to learn about it, though. We have Deandra Coleman joining us now, VP of Marketing and Communications at AnitaBee.org. Deandra, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
I'm thrilled to have you here. Thrilled to have the Grace Hopper celebration here. Set us up for us. What's the elevator pitch for the Grace Hopper celebration?
Yeah, so Grace Hopper Celebration, or GHC as it's widely referred to, is the world's largest gathering of inclusivity and leadership in the tech space. As you mentioned, it is hosted by AnitaBee.org, and it really brings together tens of thousands of technologists in one place to share knowledge and network and build community. And it was named after a computing pioneer named Rear Admiral Grace Hopper. And this year, we are celebrating our 25th anniversary, so we are super excited to bring it to Chicago.
That's awesome. Is this your first time in Chicago, or have you done this year before?
It is. It's our first time in Chicago this year.
Why did you choose us this year?
Yeah, well, you know, Chicago is a really vibrant tech hub, and it has a growing community of innovators and entrepreneurs and students. So hosting Grace Hopper Celebration here just really makes it easier for regional talent to engage with global leaders in tech without the barrier of travel, which, as we know right now, this time of year can be fairly expensive. So it's our chance to kind of spotlight Midwest voices and connect local professionals with the national opportunities that we bring in hiring and mentorship and collaboration at GHC.
Well, we're glad to have you. Yeah, we've all kind of known our little tech hub that can punch above its weight a little bit here, but a lot of AI centers moving here too. We got a lot of fresh water that's caused some issues, but also some excitement among certain communities. So yeah, it's definitely a place to gather, and we have great food too, might I say, Deandra?
Yes, 100%. Now, I'm a New Yorker, so I will kind of, you know, fight back on the pizza, but yes.
That's fine. We welcome it. That's always fun to do. Okay, so you're in New York then. Have you been to Chicago before?
Yes, and quite frankly, I love the city,
okay,
so I'm not hating on Chicago at all.
But I bet you're excited to introduce other people to a new city, and I'm sure all the other cities that you've been to have been great over the years as well. It's great to move events around and try different places. First of all, it gives everyone a chance who lives locally, maybe a chance to not have to travel that year, but a chance to explore other areas. Must be half the fun about getting people together.
Yeah, it is, you know, and different locale bring different vibes and flavors to our event that we really try to tap into. So the local community is really important to us.
So can people come to the event? Do they have to be in the tech sphere? Give us kind of the who, what, where of when this is actually happening and where.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's happening November 4th through 7th, which is next week. We are exactly 1 week away.
Wow.
And though we bring together those in the tech community, leaders, educators, et cetera, it's really open to anybody who has any sort of interest in what is going on in the tech world. Like you mentioned, AI is at the forefront now. You can't sneeze without somebody talking about it, you know. So anybody who's interested in the tech space can definitely attend GHC. It is at McCormick Place, which you mentioned, the largest convention center in the country. So we're again, excited to bring everybody and converge in 1 week in Chicago.
How many people do you expect? How many people usually attend?
We bring in tens of thousands of people.
Whoa.
So typically anywhere between 20 and 30,000 we bring in to GHC yearly.
Well, then really, thank you for coming. I mean, that's a lot of people to be a part of our city and join in our economy, too. I don't mean to keep hampering that point. We'd love to have you either way. But if you spend a night at a hotel room and see what our city is, I'm sure you feel the same way living in New York, too. Sometimes the storyline that is told about our cities, maybe perhaps at other national outlets, is not as accurate as those of us who live here feel. And any chance to show it off in that positive light, boy, that's a win for everybody.
It is. It really is.
What are some of the things that happen if I come to one of these events? Isn't me sitting down listening to speakers? It's tech. Is there going to be demonstrations? Like, what should I expect if I walk in the doors?
Yeah, so, you know, we're really excited to bring keynote speakers like Kelly Gerardi. She's a bioastronautics researcher and a commercial spaceflight pioneer. We have Adam Scheer, who's the co-founder of Siri, which we all use if you're an Apple user on a daily basis, right? 600 speakers, like over 400 sessions. So there's something for everyone. We will touch upon AI. We will touch upon cybersecurity, but then there are sessions on entrepreneurship and career growth, funding for your business. So you don't have to be rooted in tech in order to find something at GHC.
Are you looking for small business owners, like you're saying, who, you know, either touch tech or have some inlay with it, but are just looking to make connections in this world too?
Yeah, well, you know, at AnitaB.org, we say that every company is a tech company. You can't exist without tech in some way, shape, or form in your daily operation. So every company is a tech company. And so absolutely, if you're looking to gain knowledge on how to fund your venture, or if you're looking to gain knowledge on growing and expanding your business and you're an entrepreneur, we've got something for you. If you're looking to, you know, take your career in a new level, we have the Talent Expo, which brings in over 100 companies worldwide that are going to be on our floor, and they are actively recruiting for open positions right now. So there is something for everybody, depending on, you know, where they want to land and what their goals are.
That's awesome. It's the Grace Hopper Celebration. We're chatting with Deandra Coleman, VP of Marketing and Communications at AnitaB.org. Almost out of time, but I do want you to give a shout out to Anita B and who you're named after and why the organization's important.
Yeah, so Anita Borg was a pioneer in computer engineering, and she really was at the forefront of what began as a movement to gain access to for women in tech, which has grown to a global movement. We are a global organization, and we work for underrepresented voices in tech to be included in the conversation, to have a seat at the table, to get the funding that they need in order to move their enterprises forward. So we are named after Anita Borg.
That's awesome. You guys do great work. I think the conversation around all sorts of voices who didn't have a seat at the table in tech has changed a lot, and the hope would be future generations of kids don't see any gatekeepers in their way to a field that they're interested in. And this conference does a lot towards that. Deandra, I wish we had more time. We'll have to, if you need a karaoke singer at any event you've got coming up, I'll happily pop on in, okay?
Sounds good. Everybody can go to ghc.anitab.org if they're interested in registering. And this week we are offering 25% off all of our registration tiers in honor of our 25th anniversary.
I love that. ghc.anitab.org. And that was 25% off, you said?
It is, yes.
Oh, this is really cool. Thanks for choosing Chicago. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Looking forward to seeing everyone next week.
And we'll wish for warm weather. Maybe not super warm, but, you know, warm for November. We'll take that. Great stuff. And thanks to the friends at Choose Chicago for having Deandra come on. I just love hearing about the people who do ultimately choose Chicago for their big events. The why and then the scope of it all. Because 20 or 30,000 people in our city for a week, that's going to help some people out.